Show with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX.
We are all my
everything that rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be so excited. It's Tuesday. It's
the best time for me to yell because there's no one out. Like Kathy, the front desk lady, she doesn't come in.
She's not here yet. Yeah.
I can't tell how many times she's come in. And, is everything okay? I heard you yelling.
You sounded like you were getting murdered.
You're screaming at the top of your lungs. I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You sound like the Kool-Aid guy that just burst through a wall.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah, everything's fine. Don't worry. It's just Brock and Hunter yelling at the top of our lungs. I will say, that is one big thing I do miss about the pre-pandemic world we lived in. Because we had all the people in the office. All our salespeople were walking around. We had clients coming in. But, we were still just doing things as normal here in the studio. You know, air horns going off. And
Yeah. You know, for instance, it's like if you walk through a school, you know, like the school doors, they just got the little window up top.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, like if you were to walk by, let's say, first grade, no, like the kindergarten door, and you peeked in there, that's kind of what would be like if you were to peek in our studio.
Pretty much.
A bunch of kids, a bunch of paper flying around, people screaming.
Kids picking their nose, smells like farts. It's terrible.
Yep.
Our nap mats are laying on the floor. Juice boxes scattered about.
Scattered. Really destroyed. We'd probably be sleeping, sucking our thumbs.
Good times, man. Good times. Yeah!
Oh, yeah!
If you hear a kindergartner sound like that, sound like Ja Rule, that's bad. That's not good. Yeah! Oh, yeah! That's
a very developed child.
What's wrong with that kid? Yeah! I got held back! Yeah!
Yeah! Kid's got a mustache already.
Ridiculous.
My God.
Yeah. Hey, teach, it's nap time! Yeah!
One of our buddies, you know, Dustin, Big Dustin?
Oh, yeah.
His brother Josh, dude, I went to middle school with him. Well, middle school, high school. First day, sixth grade, because all the elementary schools come together, you know, for middle school. Meet Josh. And I'm like, hey, nice, dude. He's kind of a cool young teacher. Hell no, he's in your grade. Dude, he's got a mustache. Sixth grade, Josh had a mustache, dude. We laugh about it to this day.
Oh, but damn. Man, probably wispy.
It was pretty wispy, dude. You'd laugh. But
I was getting chocolate milk.
It's not wispy now, that's for sure. But damn, dude, you would grow hair on your lip in fifth grade, huh?
Yep. That's when I got hair on my back. It wasn't as cool, but it was there.
That's terrible.
Anyway, we got to keep things moving here. We can't talk about my hairy back in sixth grade. It is time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Hunter's still waiting on that chest hair to pop in.
I'm still waiting for the armpit hair, dude, really, to be honest with you.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. You get your free WIRX Baby Rocker on board, window stickers from them, and we're going to be hanging out with them later on this week for the Screaming Yellow Summer again, so make sure you stay tuned for all the details on that. Anyway, check them out. Well, this is pretty great. Roger Waters has a Facebook page. But that doesn't mean that he's a fan of the social media giant's founder, Mark Zuckerberg. Speaking at an event in support of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, Waters rallied against Zuckerberg, saying Zuck approached him about using Pink Floyd's 1979 song, Another Brick in the Wall Part 2, in an upcoming ad campaign for Instagram, which is owned by Facebook. Here's Rogers actually talking about the whole thing. It's pretty awesome.
This is something that I actually put in my folder when I came out here today. It's a request for the rights to use my song, Another Brick in the Wall 2, in the making of a film to promote Instagram. So it's a missive from Mark Zuckerberg with an offer of a huge, huge amount of money. And the answer is, you. No way. This is the insidious movement of them to take over absolutely everything. I will not be a party to this bull Zuckerberg. How did this little who started off by saying, she's pretty, we'll give her a 4 out of 5. She's ugly, we'll give her a 1. How the did he get any power in anything? And yet here he is, one of the most powerful idiots in the world.
Obviously not a fan of Mark Zuckerberg there, Roger Waters.
Drunk through the calls, man.
It brings up some good points. Anyway,
Mark's over here just like, dude, Jesus. Thank God, I'm sorry.
Wanted your song. I like your music. F you, Mark Zuckerberg. he then read a letter that he says came from Facebook following his response. Needless to say, I don't think you'll be hearing Pink Floyd on any Facebook-owned products or commercials anytime soon. So,
yeah. Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, he really went ham on that, huh?
Yeah, he did. I mean,
Mark's over there crying now, sucking his thumb.
Even with all the money in the world, when Roger Waters of Pink Floyd says F you, you're going to feel bad about yourself, all right?
You know?
It sucks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good thing it wasn't in person.
Yeah,
it's been an awkward situation.
He probably would. He'd look at Zuckerberg right in the face, make F you, Zuckerberg. I hate you.
One of those where Zuckerberg doesn't say anything and just like, ooh, and turns around and walks away.
Walks out, slithers away.
He does one of those faces where he looks at somebody like, you know, one of those faces.
I'm gonna head out here. You feel the tension in the room, but anyway. All right. There you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, June 15th, 1989, Nirvana's debut album, Bleach, was released in the United States. The title for the album actually came from a poster, Bleach Your Works, which urged drug users to bleach their needles. So that's where they got all that. So pretty cool. Good album. Good early grunge. Everyone, you know, they chalk it up to the 90s, and that's when it exploded. But really, Kurt and Nirvana and Kurt in his mind had the idea of grunge and kind of that movement in the late 80s. So.
Somebody OG grunge.
Yeah, OG grunge. But, all right, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.
Brock